Henry Hank Gibson loved his freighter. Loved her big, ugly lines and the quiet rumble of her Shaw Fujikawa drive. Most of all, he loved to sail her, which most people thought was a little unusual when a nav computer could do just as well. But that was fine by Hank, because even more than his ship, he loved not giving a damn what people thought of him, something to which either of his ex-wives would gladly attest. Human ship captains weren't uncommon in the UNSC commercial fleet. They just mainly sailed cruise ships and other passenger vessels. Hank had worked for one of the big cruise companies, served on the luxury liner Two Drink Minimum nonstop from Earth to Arcadia for the better part of 15 years, the last five as first mate. But the liner had needed all kinds of computer assistance to get from A to B while keeping its hundreds of passengers well-fed and rested. Hank was a self-avowed loner, and it didn't matter if the voices talking to him were human or simulated. He liked a quiet bridge. And Two Drink Minimums certainly wasn't that. If the pay hadn't been so good, and the time away from his wives so therapeutic, Hank would have quit a whole lot sooner. Other than astrogation, the coordination of slipspace jumps that required a nav computer, a freighter captain could handle as many of his ship's normal space operations as he liked. Hank loved having his hands on the controls, blasting away with his hydrazine rockets as he bullied thousands of tons of cargo in and out of a planet's gravity well. The fact that he owned his ship, this end up, made sailing her even sweeter. It had taken all his savings, painful renegotiations of his alimonies, and a loan so large he didn't like to think about it. But now he was his own boss. He got to pick what he hauled, and over time he built up a list of customers who were willing to pay a little extra for personalized service. One of his most reliable customers was Jotun Heavy Industries, a Mars-based firm specializing in the construction of semi-autonomous farm machinery. His freighter's hold was currently filled with a prototype of their next series of plows, massive machines designed to till wide swaths of earth. The things were incredibly expensive, and Hank assumed a prototype would be even more so, which was why, staring at a console filled with flashing warning lights, he was more angry than afraid. This end-up's unknown attacker had hit while the ship was hurtling toward Harvest on a high-speed intercept vector. Hank survived the attack unharmed, but the hostile fire had ruined his Shaw Fujikawa drive, fried his maneuvering rockets and maser, caused more damage to this end-up than he could afford to repair. Piracy was unheard of on the route Hank ran, and he had never even considered adding the optional, extremely expensive coverage to his policy. Hank slapped his hand on the console, silencing a new alarm. Hull breach, port side of the cargo container, close to the stern. He could feel the rubberized floor of the command cabin vibrate as something worked its way through the hull.
God damn it,
Hank cursed, wrenching a fire extinguisher from a wall bracket. He hoped the pirates wouldn't damage the Jotun prototype as they cut their way inside.
Fine. These jerks want to break my ship?
Hank snarled, hefting the extinguisher above his head.
Then they're gonna buy it.